Well, I'm 45 now. I've been trying to get pregnant since I was 40. I usually live in Israel, but now I live here near my parents because I need their support. And that's about it. And I got here, I don't know how I got here to this clinic specifically, but I'm very happy I did.
Why is that?
Well, obviously I'm pregnant.
Congratulations.
And on the first try, so.
So what treatment was it?
It was IVF with a donor, and it all went well.
How advanced is the pregnancy?
12 weeks there.
I think I understand what you feel because I have a child. And I advise you to get as much sleep as possible, no?
Yes, yes. Well, my sleep is not as good as it used to be already because of hormones I'm getting. But yeah, I'm good. I have a lot of time. I don't work full time, so I have a lot of time to catch up.
So what are you hoping to have?
Well, I already know. I was hoping for a boy, but it's a girl. But whatever, you know, it's fine.
How was the journey so far?
Well, it was horrible. Not here, the previous journey. I was treated many times and I was pregnant 2 times and it failed. And one child I lost mid-pregnancy. So it was a horrible journey. It was very difficult. And when I got here, the treatment was totally different. Here, the treatment was designed specifically for me and my problems. And they discovered that I do have problems, like my immunity is too aggressive and I have blood clotting problems, and it was all addressed during the treatment. So I'm actually very happy because I felt like I was treated and not as I was treated as a specific patient and not, you know, just one of many with the same treatment.
You see, that's family.
Well, some of the people here I know very well after so long.
So how long have you come here for?
Well, I've been here for a long time because I did all the treatments that they recommended. So I'm actually here for a year now, and until I found the perfect donor and everything. So it took a long, long time, and they did a lot of treatments to address my immune system and my problematic blood. But obviously it worked, and yay.
So you used donor eggs?
Yes, yes. Obviously much easier, but still I was very happy with obviously it working the first time.
Would you like to advise women who are going through what you've been through?
Well, I've been through so much, and I know that when you're in it, it's hard to have and perspective because the hormones make you crazy. No, it's true. They make you crazy and you don't have a proper perspective over everything. But I actually took the time out after I lost my baby and went to travel in India and cleared my head. And I got some really good perspective and I realized there is a solution. I can do other stuff and address the problem. And yay, you know. So my suggestion would be to remember that when you're in it and your head is clouded by hormones, just maybe take a breath and, you know, get somebody you love and trust to advise you and be there for you and maybe get out a bit. I mean, if you, like me, been through a lot of treatments, just maybe take a break and a breather, because it can get really, really hectic and bad.
Did anyone support you? And I'm thinking from your family and also from the clinic, like counselors or acupuncturists.
Well, here I didn't need any support, obviously. It was all great, but at home, no. I obviously had friends and family, but my immediate family lives here, so that's why I'm here now, which makes it much easier, both financially, because I live at home while my flat is being rented and I can use the money, and the support system, less stuff to worry about, you know? And that's the main reason I'm here. When I was much younger, I didn't think I could do it. Like, I was living alone on my own since I'm 18, going back to live with your parents so late in life in order to do this properly is something I never thought I could do. And here I got some perspective, and I, you know, you look at things differently, and everything worked out perfectly. The nurses I had a lot of contact with, Rachel is amazing, and the Asian one that I can never remember her name.
Barney?
Why can't I remember the name? I love her. She always has a smile on her face. And Adrian saw me a lot in the beginning. And yeah, and of course Dr. Venkat always sees me.
We wish you a very healthy and happy pregnancy.
Thank you so much.
Let the hormones be stable.
I'm starting to wean them out today, so hopefully.
And we are looking forward to see you with the baby.
Yes, I will come and show her off.
Our family.
Our family.
You've been listening to a podcast about our family members. Interviews, recordings, and audio editing by Delia Coral. A podcast by Delia Coral.